at age 12, I do remember a lot more about the event, and I'll give you an illustration there. I, again, switched on 12 years old, 1305 Ohio Street, Alamogordo, New Mexico, outside Holloman Air Force Base and White Sands Missile Range. I lived there for 13 years. I go outside thinking I'd heard my mother's voice, which my mom was sound asleep. We didn't know that for sure. I went outside and saw something. It was quite bright, and this is in my backyard, and it looked like a star, but I couldn't figure out. I've never seen a star that bright so close to the level of the ground, and it came at me very quickly, and just about like the movie. I hate to use a movie as an illustration, but the light was so bright the way it came.
It's all right. I do it all the time.
It's
Close
the movie phenomenon.
Oh, phenomenon.
When the light hit like that, and then the guy just passed out.
Okay.
The next thing I noticed, I wake up in a circular room. I'm tilted. I'm on a very hard table. I'm tilted. My feet are upward about 11 degrees, and I'm lying on this table. The same entity that always picks me up is there, and he's talking to someone else just outside the light range. I mean, there's a bright light over me, and it doesn't light the whole room. It only lights just that immediate area of where I'm at. And I can overhear him talking to the other entity.
Yes.
And I can't figure out why the guy won't come out of the dark.
They're speaking American English?
In all these cases, they're speaking the language of the individual, whether it's Portuguese, whether it's Japanese.
You mean of the abductee?
Of the abductee.
Okay.
They will hear in their language.
And then to you, they were speaking a what? Texan?
They were speaking...
well, now, what are we going to do to them this time?
It's very, very clear how the best way to describe it. It was more of an adult language, as far as I was concerned, because I began to listen to them describe a procedure. And I never knew anything about this procedure until about 20 years later.
What kind of procedure?
They were describing, this is really difficult to discuss this on the air before.
No, go ahead.
They were discussing what they wanted to do. And they were discussing something that had to do with activating and shutting down different parts of the brain.
Okay.
And I couldn't understand, first of all, why I was even there and what in the world they were doing. And the next thing I notice is there's this long needle-like device that is the entity that always picks me up is coming toward me with, and it's got a silver little ball on the end of it. This is 1960. I'm 12 years old.
Yes.
And I am just shaking.
A needle with a ball on the end.
A needle-like device, about 9 inches long.
Oh.
A little tiny ball on the end of it.
Great.
He inserts it in my nasal passage and jams it in, and it breaks the bones. It hurts so bad. I mean, I was screaming.
It broke your nasal bones?
Broke the nasal passage, the little bones inside there, and it felt like it went up behind the eye. And the next thing I notice after all this is over is I'm back in bed.
Behind the eye, through
the
nose,
morning,
enough so you can, oh, I'm sure at least, you could feel it jam up through your nose, literally to an area you could feel behind your eye. That's unbelievable.
Correct. Well, that started me many years later on a trek to try to find out if other people had a similar type procedure.
Do you have any idea the motivation or intent of the procedure, other than utter terror in you? What else was it supposed to do?
I don't know ultimately what that was all about, but I do have a little better sense perhaps now, because a gentleman just emailed me a few months ago, and he showed me one of the most remarkable implantations I've ever seen out of the dozens of cases I have.
I mean, they jammed that mama right up to your frontal lobe.
he's got an object located in the exact same location as I described. He describes the exact same procedure, and he never mentioned abduction to his doctors. They found this themselves, and they're puzzled and amazed.
And you didn't write this in a book that he might have read?
I'm finalizing a book after 38 years. I'm finishing the last chapter, but he's never read anything like
got
that.
Got it. Okay.
Never read it.
All right. Wow.
So he's sitting there telling me the story, and his doctors are stunned because this is obviously a manufactured object. It's larger than a BB. It's in approximately midbrain behind his eye.
Okay, and they found this with
he claimed
what?
It went up directly through his nasal.
Yes,
pass.
Yes. They found this with what, an MRI?
With an MRI.
Whew.
And they're sitting there stunned because it can't be there because it's not from any kind of an explosion or anything like that. There's no damage, no trauma to the area. It makes no sense. So he kept his abductions quiet and still has. And he's just grinning from ear to ear. He says, and I went to your website at alienhunter.org, and he said, and I was stunned to see some of the similar things.
Yeah,
and
obviously.
I said, well, what I don't have on there, and I didn't tell anybody in great detail, is the details of what happened to me. And I only did that after he had revealed to me what had happened to him.
Right.
And, it, of course, it's just staggering to see an object very similar to what the object, in my view, was a little bit smaller, what was installed in my nasal passage. And here's one inside him with the same procedure, the same exact way.
I'm sure you two had quite a talk.
We certainly did.